Welcome to the VML Bird Watching at the Lurie's. Now we are talking to the CEO of the Lurie's, Prajesh. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Wait, what is this? Is this the third year of bird watching at the Lurie's with
VML? I think it is, hey?
It is the third year.
It's the third year.
Getting bigger and better. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yes. And again, it's wonderful to have you because I think we've had you every year as well.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it.
Well, you are the CEO.
I don't think I'm allowed to miss
no,
it.
No, you're not.
No, I'd get into trouble with you.
Tell us a little bit about the Lurie's this year. There's so much exciting stuff happening.
Yeah, I think growth is one of the things you can see. It's getting bigger and bigger. We're surrounded by so many brands who are excited to be involved in so many agencies and more countries than ever before. So essentially what happens is I think the reach of the Lurie's is increasing. I think the impact of Lurie's is increasing. And what I'm really excited about this year, which we haven't seen yet, but I know the results of the Lurie's this year. No matter what happens, these results are going to set the tone for the work coming out of our industry for quite a long while to come.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about the judging and perhaps a little bit about your juries. You've had some really great jury presidents, great juries. How do you go about sort of finding these people?
Yeah, it's quite an intense process.
Yeah.
We work with our entire board and committee in this process. And essentially what we do is we look for really amazing people who've won at really high global levels, at different levels. Anyway, there's a lot of research. There's a lot of research that happens before a recommendation's made to the board. And once the recommendation's made, we then go forward and invite them and we get them on. So I already have two jury presidents lined up for next year.
Oh, wow.
And there's a lot more to come. But it's an intense process. And I can't say too much more, just in case anyone's going to try and sneak in a jury president.
No, we don't want that to happen. I interviewed some of the jury presidents yesterday, and it's really interesting. They come from different places. So they bring a diversity to an already diverse country, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting to see how all of that comes together and plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about the activities around the Lurie's. So it's an awards, but it's actually a non-profit organization.
Absolutely.
And you do a lot of work in terms of educating, terms of making the industry accessible. Perhaps tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the awards is a tiny part of the Lurie's. It gets a lot of attention, rightfully so. But throughout the entire year, as a non-profit, our key goal is uplifting the industry. We love this industry. We're part of this industry. And our goal is to make sure it's a strong industry. And we do this through mechanisms such as the Lurie's Creative Future Scholarship, ensuring that we bring young talent into the industry. We do this through mechanisms such as the Lurie's Youth Committee. We do it through mechanisms such as opportunities to just connect with the industry across Africa and the Middle East throughout the entire year through our various roadshows that happen throughout South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, the UAE. So the entire year is dedicated to really growing, developing and connecting with the industry.
That's really fantastic. And then, of course, the Lurie's have been held in Cape Town now for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Very successfully. I think you said yesterday that it's 360 million rand that the Lurie's has contributed to the GDP of the city of Cape Town.
Yeah, in the last 3 years. I mean, we've been here for a lot longer than the last
yes.
3 years. But yeah, in the last 3 years, we've contributed 360 million rands to the city. But 360 million rands over the last 3 years contributed to the GDP of the city of Cape Town, which, I mean, just speaks and is testament to the strength and growth of the Lurie's itself. But it also speaks to the partnership we have with the city of Cape Town. Supportive partners who facilitate an environment that allows us to bring all of these amazing people in. And you know, a huge shout out to the city of Cape Town and all of the amazing people there who make this possible.
And then what about the entries? Are you seeing more entries?
8.5% increase versus 2024.
Now, so, I find that's amazing because...
It's amazing.
So many people are sort of being a little bit negative about the industry. And the work is the same and this and that. But there you have an increase in the number of entries.
Absolutely. This is a strong, robust, dynamic industry. The work exists. What we need to do now is just ensure that the work is polished. That right now, there's a lot of work out there that's not at the level that's required for the Lurie's itself. But we are on a new journey. There's a new dawn. And therefore, vehicles like the Lurie's are so important. Having the Lurie's means that we shine a spotlight on the best work. We also shine a spotlight on the fact that there's certain work that's not coming up to the standard that's required, which means that those agencies and those brands after this go back to the drawing board and question themselves and look internally and say, how can we improve? So the Lurie's exists to continuously improve the work and to continuously ensure that the volume of work out there is in line with what is needed by consumers.
What would you say to an agency or even a brand or organization who says that, say now, awards aren't important? What would you say to them? Why are the Lurie's important? Why is creativity so important?
I'm going to tell them an important thing, which is I don't like awards. And people always find it weird when they say that. And then I'll tell them the Lurie's is not an award. That's two things. The Lurie's really is research. That's what we do. The mechanism and the way we actually do it is based on a research methodology. It's pure quantitative research methodology. So no one who walks off that stage with a Lurie is getting an award for the sake of getting an award. They're getting an award after going through an intensive research process that can absolutely validate that the work that they are doing is making a meaningful difference to our industry itself. So is anyone out there who goes, hey, the Lurie's is just another award? No, it's not another award. It is an opportunity for you to test your work and understand that in a robust platform, in a robust sample size, whether you're actually making a difference. And the marketers there would absolutely love that because it explains what the Lurie's actually does itself. But again, you know, we all love a good award. We all love a good ceremony. And I'm so glad that that's part of the whole experience. It's part of the experience of celebrating those who have done good work.
Well, thank you so much for chatting to us. And thank you for putting together this wonderful Creativity Week. I always love coming here as well.
Sure.
There's so many great activities. And of course, it's a lovely chance to catch up with everybody in the industry, including yourself.
Absolutely. And appreciate you being here. And thank you also to you, Biz Community, to VML Bird Watching for everything that's happening. I think it's fantastic. And I hope you get lots of amazing insights.
We definitely will. Thank you so much once again. Thanks.